This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani at 11 a.m. today. It will be the 123rd episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast across the entire Akashvani and Doordarshan network, AIR News website, and the News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, the PMO, and the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. Akashvani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi yesterday interacted with Indian astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla, who is aboard the International Space Station. Mr. Modi said that though he's farthest from India, but closest to Indians' heart, and that his journey marks the auspicious beginning of a new era. Mr. Modi said that Parikrama has been a centuries-old tradition in India, and Captain Shukla has been blessed with the rare opportunity to perform the Parikrama of Mother Earth. Mr. Modi extended his heartfelt congratulations and good wishes to Group Captain Shukla for his mission.
आप आज भारत भूमि से सबसे दूर है लेकिन भारतवासियों के दिलों के सबसे करीब है आपके नाम में भी शुभ है और आपकी यात्रा नए युग का शुभ आरंभ भी है अंतरिक्ष में भारत का परचम लहराने के लिए मैं आपको शुभकामनाएं देता हूं
ग्रुप कैप्टन शुभांशु शुक्ला said that he is feeling proud to represent India. Sharing his experiences with Prime Minister Modi, Group Captain Shukla said that under the leadership of the Prime Minister, today's India offers numerous opportunities to people to fulfill their dreams. Group Captain Shukla is the second Indian astronaut who has travelled to space 4 decades after Wing Commander Rakesh Sharma made the cosmic journey as part of a Soviet mission in 1984. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that preamble of any constitution is its soul and it is not changeable. He said except India, no other constitution's preamble has undergone change. Addressing a book release function in New Delhi, Mr. Dhankar said, preamble is the basis on which the constitution has grown, but devastatingly a change was effected at a time when people were virtually enslaved during the emergency. Mr. Dhankar said addition of words socialist, secular and integrity in the preamble during the emergency signaled betrayal to the mindset of the framers of the constitution. He said it is nothing but belittling the civilizational wealth and knowledge of this country for thousands of years. India has achieved a remarkable milestone in social security, expanding coverage from 19% in 2015 to 64.3% in 2025. Bringing over 94 crore people under at least one social protection benefit. This unprecedented increase over a decade has been acknowledged by the International Labour Organization, ILO, on its ILO Stat database. Social security, as defined by the ILO, ensures access to health care and income security during times of old age, sickness, unemployment, disability, maternity, work injury, or loss of a breadwinner. In West Bengal, the 4th accused in Kolkata Law College gang rape case has been arrested. The security guard of the Law College was arrested yesterday. The total number of arrests has now reached 4 in the crime that took place inside the guard's room of the college. The 24-year-old victim of the South Calcutta Law College was allegedly raped by 2 senior students and an alumnus of the institute in the guard's room on June 25. Following her complaint, police arrested prime accused Manojit Mishra, Promit Mukherjee and Zaid Ahmed. Kolkata police has formed a 5-member special investigation team or SIT led by an assistant commissioner rank officer to probe the case amid growing outrage over the incident. And India defeated England by 97 runs in the first T20 of their 5-match series at Trent Bridge in Nottingham last night. Put into bat, India scored 210 runs for 5 in the stipulated 20 overs. Smriti Mandhana top scored for the Indian cricket team with a fluent 112 off 62 balls for her maiden century in T20 internationals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.